Wild Bunch Podcast.
Time now to ask a doctor with Dr. Dollar.
I'm a musical doctor. I'm the best one in town. Are you feeling okay? Let's turn that frown upside down. You have a cold?
No.
Danger?
No.
Sex with a random stranger?
No.
Let me, if you please, I'll cure any disease.
On B1039.
Except for herpes. Can't do anything about herpes.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're going to slide right into it right now. Dr. Dollar. Ask a doctor with Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar's a board-certified urologist right here in Fort Myers at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalized Lounge. He has a special interest in sexual health for both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he is in here at 239-277-5770 or at teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference. Good morning, Dr. Dollar. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Big Mama. Good morning.
Great to have you back on the show today. Let me go ahead and get that out of your ear so it's pleasantly clear for you. And take that out of your ear, and you should be all good now.
Perfect.
All right, there we go. All right, if you have a question for Dr. Dollar, is a quick way to get it in for you right now. 239-765-1039 is the phone number. Shout out to my boy Chris, the cement driver out there listening right now. I gave you a shout out right after I met you, Chris. You didn't hear it. All right, without further ado, we're going to jump right into the questions we already have standing by on the Absolute Love text line. If you have a question, don't wait. Text it in right now, or you can call directly in and get it. It's like telemed for free with Dr. Dollar each and every Thursday morning on the show. All right, Doc, here we go. My boyfriend is dealing with pain from swollen lymph nodes in the neck after dealing with tonsil stones. I'd really like to find a solution that can help him sleep. He's doing heat compresses, drinking tea, taking hot showers, taking as much Advil and Tylenol as he safely can, and he hasn't been able to sleep properly. My last effort was to recommend Z-Quil, but I'm worried about any unsafe interactions, especially when he's barely able to eat, and he quit, and he's quite skinny slash lean, and he's a smoker, if that's a matter, but hasn't been smoking lately, obviously. Obviously because of his condition, I think I'm worried that it's hard to stay calm and relaxed with any withdrawals. Is Z-Quil safe?
So Z-Quil overall is safe for a short period. For example, if you have one night that you want to get a good night's sleep, okay, do it. But again, you have to remember that the next morning you're going to be drowsy. So if you just want to fall asleep and the next morning you have nothing important to do, you're going to be you don't mind to be drowsy, that's okay. If you take Z-Quil, which is essentially a high dose of Benadryl, to sleep, you are going to develop some tolerance to that drug. So after a week or two, you're not going to fall asleep from Benadryl. You're not going to fall asleep from the Z-Quil. In addition, you're going to develop a Big Mama. You're going to develop constipation, dry eyes, dry mouth, dry throat. All these side effects are not good side effects overall. Upset stomach, blurred vision. So we try to not recommend as a sleeping aid Z-Quil or any Benadryl.
What about like a prescription strength sleep aid if you go see your doctor? What do you think about those, Doug?
You know, I personally don't take any of those, and I don't recommend them. I always just say, you know, let's get to the root cause. Let's find out what is the problem, why you can't fall asleep. Is it, you know, you don't exercise? Is it because of the way you eat or what you eat or what you drink? Or are you using your iPad or iPhone or Samsung or whatever, like an hour before, and you get a lot of blue light into your and you have difficulty with pineal gland, meaning no secretion of melatonin. What is the problem? Let's get to the root cause instead of taking medications.
Doc, coming in now, I am a 28-year-old male with a 30.1 BMI. In my blood report, triglyceride is 619, normal value 150, I guess. Cholesterol 231, normal value 200. IDL is 134. I sent all of this to you right before the show, Doc. Please let me know how I can be fit. How should I be more careful about what should I avoid in my diet? Thank you very much for your help.
Absolutely. So this guy obviously had a very high triglycerides. His triglyceride is 619, should be less than 150.
That's that stuff in the blood that like clogs your arteries and kills you, right?
That's correct. I mean, if you have high triglyceride, you have high risk of heart attack, you have high risk of a stroke, you have metabolic syndrome, etc. So it's really, really bad. And you really want to lower that. So how do you do that? Everything we talk, listen to our show. I mean, Big Mama, every Thursday, that's what we've been talking about. So number one, weight loss. Number two is healthy diet. Number three, exercise. Number four, alcohol restriction. Number five, take some fish oil, good fish oil. Take vitamin B3, also known as niacin.
What D pill are you supposed to take, Doc? I can't remember what you said. D3 you're supposed to take?
No, B. This is B.
I know. For what about the other? Right. All right, we'll get back to it.
So D3 is a different thing. I take D3.
All right,
so
D3. I wasn't sure what number the D was. All right, never mind. Go back on. I'm sorry I interrupted.
So here we are talking about B as in boy.
Boy. B3. All right.
So if you take B3, also known as niacin, it will lower your triglyceride. Eat more fiber, Big Mama.
How much niacin can you take before your ass catches on fire? One time when I took too much niacin one time, yes, Doc, and my ass caught on fire. It ain't no joke. Don't take too much niacin.
Yes.
It is like being sunburned to the 10th power, and there ain't no way to get it out of your system, man. You just have to ride it out, man. Oh,
absolutely.
It's horrible,
so
man. It's
start with low dose of niacin, and you are going to feel, if you are of a high sensitivity to that, you're going to feel flushed. You, exactly as Big Mama said, you're going to feel like a sunburn. So start with the minimum dose. And then slowly escalate.
What is the minimum dose, Doc? That's what I'm asking you.
You know, I'm not sure because I'm not taking personally niacin, but I can get back to you what dose you should start. I'm considering starting on myself on niacin. So as a matter of fact, I'm going to do this experiment. This week I'm going to take niacin and I'll get back to you guys about how flushed I look and feel.
Man, it fires me up, man. I can always tell when I eat something that has high niacin. I mean, I can just feel it in my body. I don't know why. I'm very sensitive to it. Doc, I'm short on time. I got to run to break. All right, so I got people coming in off of the Absolute Law text line. Plus, when we come back, gluten foods, what to avoid, and why do you even have to avoid gluten? Should everyone avoid gluten, or is it just some people? Also, I just read an article about rare individuals that can block and lock HIV. I was like, what? What's block and lock mean? We're going to talk more about it with Dr. Dollar all next, coming up as we jump more into Ask a Doctor. Hold on, stand by.
B1039.
Time now to Ask a Doctor.
I got news for you. You're going home tomorrow.
Hot dog!
With Dr. Dollar.
Because we don't know what's wrong with you and you're going to die.
On B1039.
Welcome back to another edition of Dr. Dollar. Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar right here on B1039. You get hold of Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at Gulfstream Urology. 239-277-5770 or at teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference. He's with us each and every Thursday morning, basically from 7 to 9. He hangs out with us and takes all your calls, all your questions. We cover a lot of topics. Right now, coming off the Absolute Law text line. Hold on, Doc. Let me take that out of your ear. Get you back on here with us, Doc. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, fantastic. My mother started to have sharp pain on her breast. She has had a mammogram every year, and it's always good results. Unfortunately, this year, she lost her job, and she's not able to do her mammogram. So my question is, can this be something serious? There's no history of breast cancer on her family.
So first of all, mammography is not an expensive adventure. So I think in certain places in this town, they would do it for $75. And you can even apply for certain, you know, ability that if you cannot pay, they will do it for you for free almost. So I would consider another mammography. So it is serious. If you have breast pain, you should consider going to get a mammography and seeing a doctor for that.
I'm telling you to call the Mobile Mammo. Just look it up. Look up the Mobile Mammo. Tell them Big Mama sent you and tell them that you need help getting a mammogram and that you can't afford one. And they will direct you right where you need to go. I work with them all. Matter of fact, you'll start seeing them in the studio here in about a month. They'll be in with us each and every Monday morning. Because we do Mammogram Mondays during the month of October. All right, let's jump right back into it, Doc. Let's see what I got here. This may be a bit odd, but my girl asked me to ask you about this. Our sex life was fine, normal, you could say. Recently, it got a bit better, and we got more open-minded, and it was fun. For the past couple of days, whenever she sees me, she is physically unable to move, as she says she gets too aroused. Apparently, this only happens when she sees me. Oh, okay, buddy. Happy days, sure, but when we're interested in what is causing this situation, as it never happened to any of us before. Tried to Google it, but it didn't seem to find anything. All right, Doc, is this really something, or are we just got this guy talking about how turned on his girl gets for him? By the way, my wife suffers from the same disease, all right?
Right. So I mean, obviously, this guy is wrong by saying, apparently, this only happens when she sees me. That's not the condition. So there is a condition that there is increased blood flow to the clitoris, and it's called persistent genital arousal disorder. And it's quite rare, but it does happen. And that could be what this lady has, but I don't think it's because of this guy. I think that's...
She just aroused all the time, if you will.
Correct. Correct.
All right.
I think disorder is a strong word.
Yeah.
Things could be worse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's what I got.
As a guy, you don't want to walk around as aroused as a guy when you're a guy your whole life. It's got to be just as bad for a woman.
Correct. It is as bad. And as a matter of fact, they don't achieve an orgasm. It's almost an orgasm. So they feel like they're all the time something is going on. And it's
like they
not
got
fun.
Butterflies in their stomach permanently. That's horrible.
Right. Not fun.
Oh, no, not at all. Doc, gluten foods. Let's talk about it a little bit. A lot of people talk gluten. Now, I used to own a pizza restaurant. I know there's a lot of gluten in pizza. There's a ton of gluten in that, but I don't know where gluten come from. I don't know who should avoid gluten. Should we all avoid gluten? Do you avoid gluten? Or is this really something that is just like a word that everyone's been using and no big deal? It's just
great question. And I get that question all the time in the office. They ask me about what do I do and what do I think about gluten. So let's start with my overall idea of gluten and let's go dive deep into gluten.
Okay.
So first of all, gluten is a protein that is found in wheat, in barley, in different
things. You say weed? Like wheat.
That's what I thought he said.
Thank God it's not fine.
What did you say?
Not in wheat. Wheat is gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
So, and I call it an affluent people disease. So, you have to be wealthy enough to say, I'm going to go gluten-free because it's one, it's expensive. Two, there's really no scientific data to show that going gluten-free is good for you. So there are certain people that it is very important that they will be gluten-free. These are people with a condition called celiac disease. And it's a disease in the intestine that you have an autoimmune disease. So your body is fighting gluten, and those people should avoid gluten. And there are about 300,000 people like that. The rest of us really don't need to avoid gluten. So what is gluten? Gluten is that protein that makes the dough, for example, stick to each other. Hence the word gluten, to glue things, to make it elastic. That gluten is found in so many things.
If I eliminate gluten, will I lose weight?
No, you're not, because in order to substitute for gluten, they put sugar. Gluten, it tastes good, right? In dough, it tastes good. So in order to make things gluten-free, they add sugar to things. When you see gluten-free and you look at the amount of calories and everything else, you're not going to lose weight. Is it good for you? There's no scientific evidence that unless you have celiac disease, that gluten-free is good for you. Now, it's true that some movie star started the trend and in the media they're talking about gluten-free, but again, there's no science behind it. There is nothing that I can find in the literature, in good literature. I'm not talking about, what you watch on Dr. Phil. I'm talking about really good medical literature. There's no literature to do that. And again, it's quite difficult to go gluten-free and it's very expensive. So if you find a gluten-free bread, it's an expensive bread. It's not cheap. So you have to be wealthy to go gluten-free. And then you have to think about, what am I depriving myself? What kind of vitamins? For example, if you're pregnant, you're going to deprive yourself of folate and things that are a lot of our food.
Gluten-free only for people with celiac disease, basically, is what you're saying. All right. It's not necessary for everybody else.
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct.
There we go.
And again, I mean, can you say no more beer, no more pasta, no more barley, no more couscous, no more wheat, no more bread, no more? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, I know I couldn't go gluten free. I already know I couldn't. I already know it. All right, 239-765-1039. If you have a question for Dr. Dollar, don't wait. Just call us up right now. This is your chance to call in and ask any question you want to ask. Text in any question you want to ask. Doc, rare individuals can block and lock, and that's in quotes in this article, and I emailed this to you this morning, HIV in their chromosomes. A study has revealed how an unusual and rare group of people known as elite controllers prevent HIV from replicating in their bodies without any need for treatment. This sounds like an alien being to me when I read this article.
No, so there are, you know, in the last few years, we discovered people that had HIV, and all of a sudden they don't take any medicine, and their viral load is essentially zero. So we looked at those people, and they did a study, and it was published in Nature in a very good magazine, and they had 64 people like that, and they realized that their immune system is very, very, very strong immune system. So their immune system is fighting the HIV and getting rid of the HIV. Now, HIV virus, unlike coronavirus, HIV virus is very, very small. Very, very smart. I'm sorry, very, very smart. And the way it goes into the cell, it becomes part of us. And it's very difficult to get rid of it. So those people with very, very strong immune system are able to do that. Again, HIV, 38 million people in the world have HIV, and 33 million people in the world have died from HIV. It's true that less and less people are dying from HIV because of all the advancements in medicine in the last 10, 15 years.
If you have a question, hit us up, 239-765-1039. COVID-19, everyone, we're still talking about it. It's out there. Now, if you look at the numbers, 4% of Lee County is testing positive. That means 95 or 95.5% are testing negative. I believe that we are doing the right thing here in our area. But getting tested is something that people might want to do. And now I'm hearing about Albertsons is selling a COVID test in a grocery store that they're going to release in October. And now this portable smartphone COVID-19 test that delivers results in under 40 minutes. When are these going to be readily available for us to run to the store and be able to buy this for ourselves?
Honestly, I read all these articles and I read them. And even the you know, the COVID-19 test that you do in the hospital, the sensitivity is not that great. So we do have a lot of patients that, you know, we are sure they had COVID-19 and the test is negative. And we have people that don't have COVID-19 and the test is positive. So that's called the sensitivity and specificity of a test. Those little tests that you are, you know, the rapid test, they are even less sensitive and are going to not pick up people that have coronavirus. Or people that do have coronavirus, it will give you a false negative or false positive results. I wouldn't rush into doing a test unless, you know, I have really the sign and symptoms of COVID-19.
Doc, also, the antibody test. Are they doing those, like, you know, for anybody now, or you still have to be somebody who got COVID already to get an antibody test?
Right. So they don't do that for anybody now. And you know, at the beginning, when we started talking about you and I about COVID-19, it was early February when we started talking about that. We thought that this will be the breakthrough that, you know, I said I'm going to be the first one to stand in line. And we realized that, again, that test is not a great test. It's not a great test because the sensitivity after a couple of months is not that great, even though we know that people still have some antibodies around. And the test itself is not a good test.
The antibody test is not a good test, is what you're saying? Like any of them?
That's right. So the test itself, if it's negative, it doesn't mean that you are not, you don't have any immunity. And if it's positive, it's a good test. So the only time that it means something is if it's positive. But again, do you trust that test?
Crazy. The reason I ask is because it's the bonus article that I put in the end of the story. I don't know if you got it, but it was talking about back in November, winter-like flu illnesses could have been COVID-19. Analysis based on retested throat swabs from people in China, Seattle, United States suggested thousands of people who had flu-like symptoms last winter could have actually had COVID-19. I talked about this on the show before. Sarah spent 7 days in the hospital a year ago, and I that's why I asked about the antibody test. What did you think about this article?
That article was not a surprise. I mean, we knew that in China they didn't test everybody and they tested just a few people that were symptomatic. And we know today that kids, for example, they can have COVID-19 and have zero symptoms whatsoever. So we are not surprised that, you know, in China, when they told us, you know, that in January 12th they had only 300 cases, we really didn't believe that they had only 300 cases. We thought they had 30,000 cases. So that article said actually they had 3 or 4,000 cases at that time. But my assumption is that they had many more than that. So I don't buy those numbers.
All right. If you have a question, go ahead and send us in. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back with Dr. Dollar, we're going to jump into the Lust Line segment, and that's where we get into the sexual health and sexual well-being. So if you have a question, you can jump into that. But just remember, we do cover all questions, no matter or not if we're in the Lust Line segment. So no question is off limits during the Ask a Doctor segment with Dr. Dollar. Doc, let's take a break. We'll come back with Lust Lines. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll do it. Coming up next.
Are you ready to get sexy?
Lust Line with Dr. Dollar starts now.
All right. Phone number 239-765-1039. It is Lust Lines with your host, Big Mama. Along with him is Dr. Dollar. He's a board-certified urologist here in Fort Myers at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalize Lounge. He has a special interest in the sexual health for both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at 239-277-5770 or teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference.
This is the portion of the show where we get into topics that are not off limits for any other time than right now. This is when you get to talk about anything you want to talk about. We like to talk about things in the bedroom, like right now coming off the Absolute Law text line. Doc, I got good morning. Big Mom and a Wild Bunch, Dr. Dollar. I have a hard time getting aroused. Is there anything I can do to help that go away? I am a female.
Oh, absolutely. So first of all, again, I would investigate that. I would come to our office, talk to Dr. Mel. She is our expert in female sexual health. What's nice about our office that we don't do just male sexual health. We understand that there's a couple of diseases. So come and talk to us. We'll do some lab work. We'll see what's going on. Dr. Mel will spend a lot of time with you and investigate and help you out. There's no question about it. We can help you out.
All right. So, and you can always get a hold of Dr. Dollar and get more information at teamdollar.com. Doc, what we know about ejaculate volume and distance. So everybody wants to be a porn star, Doc. Is that just something that is in the movies, or is it a sign that you're getting old? What's the story here?
Great question. And I, in my office, men, everybody wants to know, how can I get more ejaculate? How can I get more distance? Hey, Doc, you know, I used to go for 3 feet and now I can go only for 5 inches, you know, with distance. What's going on? What can I do? And again, the porn industry really did a lot of injustice for us because we see men.
That doesn't happen.
Big Mama, do you know what's the average amount of ejaculate of a man?
No.
3.7 cc, so it's less than a teaspoon. So on average, between 1.5 to 6.5 cc's, which is on average half a teaspoon to a full teaspoon. That's it. So when you watch on Pornhub and you see a guy with a gallon of milk, that's not reality. That's not the case.
It's fake.
It's fake.
Yeah, there you go.
No
fake.
Question about it.
Yeah,
fake. And again, you know, it's
now, can you make that happen for yourself? Is there something you can eat, something you can drink, some vitamins you can take?
Like spinach, like Popeye or
something?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
No. So the quick answer is no. So the healthier you are, Big Mama, the better off you are, the more ejaculate you are. The younger you are, the more ejaculate you are, the more forceful the ejaculate is. Now, if you had sex, you know, an hour ago or half a day ago, or you masturbate or whatever it is, now the second time you ejaculate, the amount of ejaculate is going to be less. So there is some optics.
What's the recoup to get a full tank?
Great question. So it varies. It varies about, you know, when you were younger, you know, you could do it 5 times a day and no problem. Today, twice a day, and you're saying to yourself, you know, I really want to go to sleep. I need to wake up at 3 a.m. tomorrow.
If I have low T, and I get my T back to where it needs to be, will that help the tank refill?
No. So testosterone will improve a lot of things, but it will not improve the amount of ejaculate you have. Testosterone will improve your libido, your desire, your ability to focus, to concentrate, the amount of muscle you have.
It won't make my recoup time faster?
It will make you hornier. And as a result, if you're hornier, you are going to be back in the business again. But it's not going to make you have more ejaculate. The recoup time probably is going to improve just because you're going to be, you know, a little bit more horny.
All right. If you have a question, 239-765-1039. No questions off limits as we're here with Dr. Dollar. Got about 10 more minutes left here at Lust Lines and Ask a Doctor. If you have a question, go ahead and send it in to the Absolute Law text line, 239-765-1039. Doc, here are the 10 men sexual health questions that are too embarrassing to ask, so I'll ask them here. Number one, do different sex positions increase or decrease the chances of being pregnant?
So the quick answer is no, but there's a but always. So I want everybody to understand that listens to us. You can get pregnant from any position. So there's no position that you cannot get pregnant, and there's no position that you can get pregnant. So number one. Number two, it would make sense to me, at least anatomically, that the missionary position will induce more pregnancies if you do missionary position and then you keep your legs up. That would make sense to me. But again, there's no scientific study behind that.
Can I drink alcohol with Viagra and Cialis?
The quick answer is yes, but if you drink too much alcohol, you are going to have problem with erectile dysfunction. So people that take Viagra and Cialis already have some issues, and now you're going to drink alcohol and you're going to be worse off. So
wait a second. So if I have ED and I'm taking Viagra and then I'm like, well, let's go out, honey, and next thing you know, I have a couple Hennessy's. Or a couple, you know, a 12-pack of beer or whatever it may be, the Viagra could possibly not work?
That's correct.
Wow.
Should have drank gin.
You know, virgin pina colada.
Number three, is there a surgery that can increase the size of my penis? Now, you know what? You and Dr. Garamone have been going back and forth, all right? Back and forth. Who can straighten out? Can you straighten it? Or are you saying, Dr. G, who can do the straightening? If it's crooked, who can make it straight again?
Yeah, we do. We do that.
That's you. So
if your penis is curved, we can fix that. We can make it straight. So we can do that. Now, the length of your penis, there is really no surgery to increase the length of your penis. We have things that we do to increase the girth of your penis. For example, the P-shot will help you to increase the girth of your penis. But again, we don't recommend injecting, you know, like you read on the internet, silicone or anything like that. God forbid, no fat transplant, no silicone, nothing to your penis to increase your girth. You're going to only get into trouble by doing that.
What if I drink a lot of Hennessy? Will that happen? No, I'm just kidding. Is my penis average in size compared to other men? Is everyone pretty much the same size, Doc?
No, not everybody is the same size. We know that there's an average. The average is 5.1 erect. We are only talking about erect penis. Nobody cares about, you know, what's flaccid. The size of your penis when it's flaccid. I mean, give me a break. But erect penis, 5.1 inches is the average length of an erect penis. Again, 30 years ago, I did a long, big study with Dr. Erwin in Boston, Massachusetts, and we looked at different sizes and what can correlate and everything else. Average is 5.1 inches.
All right, we're on the phone now. I've got Adam calling in. Adam, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question or comment for Dr. Dollar?
Hey, Dr. Dollar, how's it going?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Great. I just wanted to know if you had any tips or any at-home remedies to help with or cure erectile dysfunction.
So not home remedies, but overall.
Hold on, Doc. What if I told you that if you went and bought a 12-pack of beer every day and drank it, your ED would go away? Would you do it?
No.
No, hold on. I'm asking the caller. Would you do it, Adam? Adam, are you there?
Yeah, say that again.
Adam, if I told you could drink a 12-pack of beer every day and your ED would go away, would you, and it was true, and Dr. Dollar agreed, would you do it?
Oh, I'd buy 24.
All right, Doc, tell him how easy it is. Talk to him. I wanted to bring that point up because we're talking, he's saying he'd buy 2 packs, so he'd spend $30 a day to make it go away. That's what he's saying it's worth to him, $30 a day. Doc, talk to me.
But this guy wants to go all natural, and I hear him. He says, and a lot of people say, well, doc, I really don't want to start with medicine. I don't care. Even though I tell them, you
is
know,
that true, Adam? You don't want to try Viagra, which is like, you know, cheap as hell. It's like $3 a day
and works really good.
Oh, I try anything. I'm just wondering if there's any home remedies.
Okay,
you know, any Mediterranean
diet.
So number one is exercise. When you're in good shape, your penis is in good shape, blood flow to your penis is improved. Number two is diet. Number three is sleep. Number four is taking care of yourself mentally, you know, not watching the news and looking what's going on in the world with whatever is going on in politics. So these are the things that I would encourage you to do. And number five and six, you know, come check your testosterone. See if your testosterone is low, nothing is going to work. You are not going to be horny. You're not checking testosterone is easy. It's cheap. It will fix. It's a game changer. And then we have pills that cost, as Big Mama said, less than $3.
Yeah, it's like a dollar a day. It's like a dollar a day, really.
A dollar a day. And it will be another game changer. You're going to feel like Superman, as Budman says.
Oh,
you're
don't need insurance to get that deal on Viagra. You get a better deal without your insurance. Just so you know, everyone should know that with GoodRx.com, Dr. Dollar turned me on to that website. It's changed my life forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're much better off with no insurance for a lot of the medication that we write for. And again, they're all cheap. Everything that we do is very reasonable. I mean, testosterone costs, $3 a shot, nothing major. We are not talking about. And again, everything I give you, I write your prescription, you go to Walgreens or Walmart or wherever you go, CVS, and get the medicine. But we'll give you coupons to save you money and everything else. So that's my quick answer is, get to the bottom of that, see what naturally helps you. But if not, come to our office, we'll fix you up, and you're going to enjoy your sex life. You enjoy being horny, enjoy waking up in the morning with an erection.
There you go. That's what life's all about right there, Solomon. Morning wood is what life's all about. And if you don't have some morning wood, man, you should definitely go see Dr. Dollar. Hey, Adam, thanks for calling in. Did we help you out a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Big Mama, and thanks, Dr. Dollar. You guys have a good one.
Anytime, my friend. You can call in. All right. 239-765-1039 is the phone number. If you have a question, go ahead and hit us up. How long should an erection last during sex? Obviously, till sex is over. But how about after sex?
Right. So it varies. It varies about your health and your age and everything else. So there's no certain amount of time that I would say, you know what, it should last X amount of time. It should be satisfactory for you. I always say that, satisfactory for you and your spouse or your partner or whatever it is. So satisfactory.
Does temperature of a room, Doc, affect the way a man performs, or is that a mental deal?
So again, if it's too hot or it's too cold, you want to make it comfortable. You want sex to be comfortable. If you have, you know, the fan running crazy and it's too much, you know, the odor and aroma is going in the room is too much, lower the fan, increase the temperature, lower the temperature, but be comfortable. When you're having sex, it's nice to be comfortable.
239-765-1039. About one more minute left here with Doc. Doc, I didn't. This is on this list of 10 men sexual health questions. You don't ejaculate after an orgasm. What causes this? I've never even heard of this. Is this a thing that actually happens?
Oh yeah. Orgasm and ejaculation are different. So men can have an orgasm without ejaculation, and they can ejaculate without having an orgasm. So they are two separate things. So you can have an ejaculation without an orgasm. And there are certain medication that we take, for example, Flomax, that will make you not have any ejaculation. You'll have the orgasm. You're going to feel like you are ejaculating, but nothing will come out. It's called retrograde ejaculation.
Does that hurt?
No, it does not. The ejaculation goes to the bladder, and then when you pee, you're going to look in the toilet, and you're going to see the semen.
Oh!
No, nothing major.
Doc, it sounds horrible, man. I'm just letting you know, man. I just want to let you know. Doc, off the absolute, it does.
You're confused. What are you doing?
Go backwards. Backwards.
I don't want to miss it. We got one more. What do you, Doc, off the absolute law text line, what do you do for premature ejaculation? I swear my husband on the last 30 seconds.
The easy treatment. Easy and as cheap as it gets. We have pill for you, and we are going to give
Stop
that to you.
Stop being so good, man. That's the problem.
You are going to feel like a super. He is going
That's
to feel
he
like
says.
A Superman. It's going to be amazing.
Every guy that only lasts 30 seconds, this is what he says. Oh, my God, you were so amazing. I don't even know what happened. Nope, that's not the case, bro. That's not what she's thinking. You're so horrible. I don't know what happened.
Easy to fix. Yeah. Very easy.
It is easy to fix. The 1-2 punch combo. If you want, we talk about it all the time on these Thursday shows. So if you want to know more about it, go see my man Dr. Dollar over there at Gulfstream Urology. Doc, thanks for being here for Ask a Doctor. You're going to hang out for the man panel coming up next. Get a hold of Dr. Dollar when he isn't here over there at Gulfstream Urology Revitalized Lounge at 239-277-5770 or at teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at b1039.com.